Chrysler will honor its contract with Cummins on heavy-duty diesel engines. But for the past month, the company's mid-range engine plant in Walesboro, which makes the engines, has been idle. Chrysler has too many Dodge Ram trucks it hasn't sold, and thus hasn't needed any more new engines. When that plant will reopen, no one at Chrysler or Cummins can say. Chrysler has decided not to honor a contract with Cummins to build light-duty diesel engines. Cummins spokesman Mark Land says the contract was signed 3 years ago, when both companies were in much better shape. He says with Chrysler, now in bankruptcy, inevitably some contracts will get the axe.
Bankruptcy allows you the option to do some of these sorts of things, right? The whole point is to you know, pare back your debt, you know, restructure in such a way that you come out of it with a, you know, better chance of being a going concern, right? You know, we've both walked away from the contract is what it amounts to.
Cummins hadn't actually manufactured any light diesel engines under the contract yet. Thus, there won't likely be layoffs associated with the next deal. Land says the fact the company hasn't outright canceled the project is a positive sign.
We don't have a contract with them as of right now, but that doesn't mean that they have killed their, you know, their plans for a diesel in their Dodge Ram 1500. They have delayed it, but they have not given us any indication yet that they plan not to go forward.
Overall, Land says, Cummins is trying to take the news in stride as it looks for signs of an economic turnaround.
We still expect this to be a very challenging year. I think there is some hope from from those who look at the economy that maybe we're bumping along the bottom. You know, we're not continuing to bottom out. But it's still a really challenging environment. But we entered this in very good shape, and so we're holding our own through this right now. And I think our hope is that as we get deeper into the year, even if things don't turn up significantly from where we are, we'll at least see a stabilization, you know, where we're at.
Land says there's no time frame for when Chrysler may want to agree to terms with Cummins on a restructured light-duty engine contract. He also says Cummins will not reveal how much the canceled contract is costing the company. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.